I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Many American credit card companies have adopted new technology, but don't get confused by the terminology. We're all used to those cards with those magnetic black strips on the back, which are known in the industry as the old swipe and sign. But those cards are going the way of the dodo bird, so you might have problems using them abroad. Many European nations have eliminated the magnetic stripes on the cards, which are now embedded with a small computer chip. They have what's called chip and PIN technology, meaning you enter a 4-digit personal identification number. Here in the U.S., we're now seeing a hybrid, cards with magnetic stripes and a chip. Instead of entering your PIN, you still sign your name or chip and signature. These are much more likely to be accepted abroad, but you still might have issues in unstaffed places, like a train ticket kiosk. If a merchant says they can't accept your card, be firm that they at least try. And if all else fails, well, that's why cash is king. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.